Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, guess what's starting right now? My voice on radio talking about your next investing strategy and what you can do to dominate your competition in 2018. If you're just thinking about getting started in real estate investing, or you're already a pro and you're saying, hey, you know what? I'm seeing that inventory is a little low. You know, there's a lot of demand. Inventory is a little low, and I'm finding it very difficult to find deals in my market because there's so much competition. Well, I've heard the cry. I've gotten the emails. I've gotten floods of messages on Facebook Messenger. And everybody's saying, can we please have a show that talks about a better strategy of finding real estate deals and getting my return? And I said, you know what? Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's do that. And I'm so excited for my show today and my guest today. I'm going to leave him a mystery. He's a really good person. I've known this individual for quite a while, probably the last two and a half years. We used to do the real estate circuits around the country together, and it was I used to see him there all the time, and just somebody that has a very magnetic personality and understands tax liens and tax deeds and the process. So we're going to talk about how important that is as well. But I must say, you got to come out to Think Realty in Dallas. Like, I know I've probably been on this train for the last couple of days, maybe the last couple of weeks, but it's so crucial that you do. One, because I get to shake your hand. Like, that's important for me. Like, every day I'm on the radio, I do this thing, and I see a microphone. I love the microphone. It's great. I have a face for radio, so they say. But I think I have the face for the public too, but I want to know who you are, who I'm talking to, and who I'm bringing value to. So I would love to shake your hand, come out to Dallas, and let's make that – let's do a coffee date. Like, that's my plea here. Let's do a coffee date. To make it happen in Dallas from February 24th to the 25th. It's going to be a great time, I promise. And the best way that you can get your tickets is go to thinkrealty.com/events. Type in my code name, Abhi, upon checkout. That's A-B-H-I. When you check out, type that in. It's a good pat on the back letting me know that you got that information and got the information from the radio. So it's always good for tracking purposes. And then, you know, I'll know your blood type and everything else. Totally kidding. But I think come out to the event. It's going to be fun. You get to meet a lot of people. Potentially a new business partner or an extra business partner or that addition that you're looking for on an investing strategy. Or if you just want to kind of get a little knowledge tune-up, another really good place to go is Think Realty, these national conferences. We have a couple coming up later this year as well in Irvine, Baltimore, and my home city of Atlanta, Georgia. So definitely go to thinkrealty.com. Stay up to date on those events. And I have a lot of training videos as well, proving to you that I'm not only good on the radio, but I'm also good behind a camera staring at a tiny dot. That being said, I'm excited to talk about tax liens and tax deeds. My guest today is Charles Sells from the PIP Group, and he has an unnecessary amount of information about investing in tax-distressed foreclosures, pre-deeds for both cash flow and flip profits. And if there's one person that I would go to help me understand this tax lien, tax deed process, because it seems way, way too complicated from the videos that you can watch on YouTube, it's Charles Sells. Let's bring him on the air. Charles, you with me?
I'm with you. Thanks for the kind comments, Avi.
Hey, you got it. So there's one question that I ask my guests every time I start the show, and that's, Charles, are you in a real estate of mind?
I'm always in a real estate of mind.
I like it.
Eat, and breathe a real estate of mind.
Eat, breathe, drink, live, dream it, all that. Love it. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
All right, so my name again, I'm Charles Sells, and essentially what we do is the PIP Group is a service provider for investors that want to invest in distressed real estate. Everyone's heard of distressed real estate being fix and flips, cash flow properties, long-term holds. Well, we got our start almost 20 years ago, and that's going to date me pretty badly. When I was 23 years old, I started investing in Atlanta, actually. In tax distressed real estate. So in the state of Georgia, it's what we call a hybrid lien. We go to the tax sales in Gwinnett County and Cobb County and some of those other areas, and we've essentially just branched out over the years into a lot of different states, different options, different opportunities. And primarily what we're going to discuss today is pre-deeds, which is, it's kind of a term that we've come up with. We've all heard of pre-foreclosures. Well, this is actually one step further along of investing in tax liens. And again, we're a service provider, so we do all the work for you. So it's a passive investment when it comes to pre-deeds. If you don't want to invest in, with us, you can certainly buy them off of us. We've always got a good inventory of pre-deeds coming through the system. In a nutshell, that's essentially who we are and what we do.
Awesome. I can't wait to start this conversation, because I think the more that folks understand tax liens and tax deeds and how they work and why they exist and how you can get more cash flow and potentially more flip profits from them is my selfish reason to get the information out in the hands of people so they can actually make money on flips and rentals and have properties that they're buying at the right right price points. Because in a market that's hot, I'm finding that folks are kind of violating their own acquisition criteria just to get a deal, and that's not cool. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like, it's crazy out there right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been pushed out of some markets that over the last couple of years that were strongholds for us just for that reason. People are paying literally retail for a distressed asset, and obviously that's not the name of the game.
No, absolutely. If there are a couple of tips, maybe your top one, two tips for real estate investors looking at tax liens and tax deeds as a vehicle for finding and acquiring the right property, what would it be? We have about a minute before we have to go to break.
Okay, well, the first is very easy. We've all seen the late night infomercials about how great of an opportunity it is. You're going to buy, beachfront property for $300. First tip is don't believe the hype. There's a lot of good opportunity investing in tax liens, but be realistic about what you're doing. Understand it's not just go to the auction and buy. There is a considerable amount of work involved. The next tip would be, what you touched on, and that is the buyer's criteria of what you're willing to spend or what you're willing to sacrifice at a tax sale. Auction environments can get pretty heated, and sometimes, to just prove your point, people can get a little emotional, and emotions is not something you want when you're buying real estate in a live auction. So those would be my two tips under 2 minutes.
I like it. I really enjoyed what you said about the emotion piece, right? Like, do not fall in love with the property. Just don't do it.
Right.
bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, fall in love with the numbers. I that's fine. If you're going to be emotional about anything, be emotional about the numbers, because then at least you'll make the right buying decisions. I agree with you. I mean, I've seen too many folks go to the auctions and all of a sudden, like you said, just to prove a point, they'll say, "Hey, I'm going to pay $50,000 more than I should just to get a deal," and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a big no-no in my books. Think Realty listeners,
absolutely.
Here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealty.com/event, sign up for Dallas, and I'll meet you there on February 24th to the 25th. You got questions for Charles and his team, go to pipgroup.com. There's a lot of information there, and believe me, it is worth your time investment to read his information. A lot more when we come back. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you looking for a roadmap to financial freedom? If so, we have a solution for you. Narada Real Estate is offering a limited number of free strategy sessions to help you get out of the rat race. Learn how you can create wealth and build monthly passive income. To set up a time with one of our knowledgeable investment counselors, simply go to naradarealestate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com.
Affinity Worldwide. .com is a family of companies and 50-plus operating divisions spanning a broad spectrum of industries. We are entrepreneurs, innovators, makers, and investors from real estate, investing, insurance, publishing, event production, marketing, and digital design and development. Affinity Worldwide brands are united in delivering excellence and endless possibilities. Learn more about our portfolio of brands at affinityworldwide.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi Goldhar and I'm back, and I knew you missed my voice. That's why I came back a little bit extra early. It was actually roughly around the same time. But I must say, I'm excited to continue the conversation about tax liens and tax deeds with my good buddy and industry expert, Charles Sells, with the PIP Group, talking about tax liens, tax deeds, and how we can find the right properties to buy for both cash flow and flipping profits. Now, Charles, how does all of this work? Because for some people that are listening in, they're new to real estate or they're considering real estate, and they see and they hear tax liens. It sounds like a really daunting word. It sounds like, you know, there's going to be a lot of like attorneys involved. It sounds like a complete waste of time maybe, but it's not. It's actually a really awesome strategy once you get to know it. Can you give us a little bit about the basics of how this industry works, or how tax liens and tax deeds work, and why they're so important?
Yeah, so the basics of tax liens essentially is you know, your property taxes pay for your local services, your county local services. So your schools, your police department, your fire department, your paramedics, that sort of thing. So if you don't pay your property taxes, or your taxes aren't escrowed into your mortgage, which, you know, most of them are these days, then the county is essentially going to fall short on their budget for the year, and they're going to sell your taxes to an investor like us, or like our clients, and in exchange, you've got the property as your collateral, if you will, and the tax liens are going to carry, you know, a pretty significant rate of return to make them attractive to investors. Now, we speak in terms of, you know, percentages and penalties. So every single state is different as far as, you know, what the laws and the processes are involved. You know, we're from Georgia, and the way the process works in Georgia is that if a tax lien is sold on the courthouse steps for $5,000, I may pay $50,000 for that particular tax lien. The property may be worth $100,000. Well, what they pay is what's called a penalty. That basically means that on top of the $50,000, I'm going to earn a 20% penalty, whether that property is paid off the day after I bought it at the tax sale, or if it's paid off 12 months down the road. I'm going to earn 20% on that redemption. If they don't redeem it 1 year and 1 day after the sale, I'm going to start initiating foreclosure on the property. And yes, it is a judicial process. There are attorneys that you have to get involved, but it's a fairly... As far as tax sales are concerned, Georgia is a fairly straightforward, simple state. Now, you know, Illinois, I know there's listeners in Illinois as well. Illinois is a completely backwards set of circumstances. Instead of bidding up on the taxes, you're actually bidding down on the interest you're willing to take on that lien. Huh. So the bidding starts at 18%. You might bid it down to 15, 14, 13, 12, as low as 1. What is attractive about a state like Illinois is that every 6 months, whatever bid you bid at that tax sale, so let's say you bid 10% interest that you're willing to take when the homeowner comes in and redeems the property. If you bought it for 10%, 6 months in a day, that becomes 20%. 12 months in a day, that becomes 30%, and so on, and it goes that way for up to 3 years. So, you know,
wow.
Technically, yeah, technically you could earn 108% after 3 years. But our clients average about 24 per year.
I mean, that's an awesome return, not putting your money into the market, for example, right? Just because the market's going up, it's easy to say, hey, I'm making the 15, 16, 18% a year, say on S&P 500. But if you can do this outside of the market, in an area that you can become more familiar with and understand, That's incredible. I mean, there are some flippers that I know that struggle with that 20-24% a year on their capital just because labor costs are increasing, the cost of supplies are increasing, the cost of land and the cost of just wholesale property is increasing. So your margins get cut. And if you're looking for a little bit of a lifestyle opportunity, you're not really going to get it with flipping necessarily. So we have to start looking outside the box. And that's why I think tax liens are so crucial to that. So you're saying in Illinois, I have to bid down the interest rate and then it doubles every 6 months. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct. Yep.
Gotcha. So yep. If I wanted to play it uber safe, I can just collect all the tax liens in Illinois that I want and say, I want everything at 2%, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you know, our biggest competition up in Illinois is definitely hedge funds, and they're buying at about 3%. So we're not in the collar counties, as we call them. We're not in Cook. We're not in DuPage. The suburbs of Chicago, if you will. But we're all over the rest of the state. We attend about, I believe this year we did 94 tax sales between September 30th and November 30th. So we're scattered all over the state. Doing our due diligence and attending these sales.
Gotcha. So when you're at these events at these tax sales, excuse me, you're looking for what? You're looking for opportunities that you then post on the site and you say, hey, this is available to our members. How does that work?
That's a great question, because it brings up what we'll probably roll into the next segment, which is there's two different types of tax buyers out there that we define. We define tax buyers as ones that they want interest. They want to buy, properties that are occupied, have mortgage on them, and the odds of redemption are going to be very strong. That represents probably 40% of tax buyers that are in the industry that are private, not hedge fund type tax buyers. The other 60%, they're actually looking for the property. They're buying, they're willing to sacrifice that interest, if you will, in order to have better odds of getting titled to the property. Now in Georgia, the laws are very aggressive. You only have 1 year, and you have to pay 20% on top of whatever the investment amount is. So your odds of taking deed to a property in Georgia or foreclosing on a property in Georgia from a tax sale are going to be a lot stronger than they would be in Illinois, just because the laws are more aggressive. So when we go to an auction, it really depends on what we're trying to achieve for the investor, what the exit strategy is for them. Do they want eventual fix and flips? Do they want just, good interest return on the redemption of their liens so they can invest in more liens and not deal with the hassles that come with foreclosure and, those unknown variables that can come down the pipe? So it really just depends on the investor. So, from our perspective, what we do is we interview each investor and determine what it is they're trying to accomplish, and then point them or, figure out the best opportunities within our walls that fits their needs.
I like what you said about exit strategy, right? Because if you don't have that end in mind, then you won't even know what you're doing with the property after you buy it. For example, if you're buying a tax lien with the intention of taking title to it, but ultimately you find out, hey, you just really want the interest on the property, then quite frankly, you haven't done enough digging into your own, what I like to call it, investment personality to even have made that first step. And that's a challenge. And that's what I love talking about, is that investment personality piece. So we're going to break. Charles, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Best way is to get on our website and educate yourself a little bit. It's pipgroup.com. And obviously, you can always call us toll free, 877-335-2529.
Awesome. If you want to get in touch with me, go to Instagram at Avi Golhar. I'm here to answer your questions one-on-one, and I love answering questions with video, just to prove to you that I don't only have a face for radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're almost at the home stretch. Not quite, but don't fret. I know what you've been thinking for the last couple of minutes. I need more information. And I know that you are secretly chanting, ah, B, ah. See, I get it. I know what you are thinking. Oh, I need to become like
what do they call them? Charles, what do they call them? They can read your mind. What is it?
A psychic?
Psychic. Thank you. Gosh, brain fart. Talk about having the worst brain fart ever on radio. A psychic. That's exactly what I need to be. Well, I'll tell you what. A couple things that I want you to do. One is go to pipgroup.com. Learn a little bit more about tax liens, tax deeds, and how they can play a really beneficial part of your overall real estate investment strategy. And I know you're going to have questions for me, duh, like naturally. So get in touch. Go to Instagram at Abhi Golhar, or also go to thinkrealty.com. I'm going to be in Dallas from February 24th to the 25th answering your questions in person, and I would love to shake your hand. Let's go on a coffee date. It's my treat in Dallas. So, man, that would be crazy if there were like 3,000 people that showed up to Dallas saying, hey, you have to buy us coffee. But why don't you go to thinkrealty.com/events. When you sign up, type in code name Abhi, A-B-H-I. It's a nice little pat on the back letting me know that you're paying attention to me on radio. So Charles, let's get back into it. Before the break, you'd mentioned a little bit about redemption, a redemption period that investors have. Can you help me define that a little bit more? Because I think when you're explaining it, I got a little confused, and I'm sure maybe some of my listeners got a little confused. So help me understand what redemption is and then how that plays a part in the overall process.
Okay, so redemption is essentially the period of time that the homeowner has to pay off that lien or go to the county and pay those taxes. And it's important to understand they're not coming to you and paying them directly. But all of this is transacted through the county that the tax liens were sold originally. So we have redemptive investors and we have property investors. Again, 60% of the folks that are interested in tax property or tax liens or tax sales are investors that eventually want the property. And you know that's also what a lot of those late night infomercials pitch is you know you're gonna buy that beachfront property you know in Miami for you know $300. So that's not gonna happen. So you know unlike you, Abhi, the stress real estate is not sexy.
Yeah.
You know if we can get investors around that mindset that, you know, you're not buying your future retirement home. You know, the stress, I always say the stress real estate is not sexy, but it's very profitable. You know, and there's a lot of ways to make money on it. So when we look at those, property investors that are interested in, you know, buying for fix and flip or buying for cash flow or, you know, wanting to do contracts for deeds, which is becoming more and more popular now, there's a market out there where the redemption investor, if you will, the person that wants to only get liens, then presents an opportunity for property to the property type investor that wants tax distressed property to own the property. So what we've essentially created is this pre-deed market, and the pre-deed market is tax lien investors have pushed all their tax liens through foreclosure in the hopes that they would redeem. They haven't redeemed, and they're ready to just offload for essentially what the principal is involved in a deal. This being radio, it's really hard to illustrate this, so I'm going to try and give an address of a property. Not going to be sexy, but the profits are going to be great, and it's real time. You can pull it up right now. It's available right now. It's one that's just in our inventory, very average ho-hum of what we do. So the address is going to be 711 North 7th Street, 7th Street, and that's Murfreesboro, Illinois. So when you go pull up this property and you do all your online valuations, and, you know, I will say that I'm not a big fan of online valuations, but they can get you at least a baseline of an idea of what the property is worth.
Yep.
When you go to this property, you're going to see the online valuations anywhere, depending on which website you're on. It's going to be anywhere from $45,000 to $59,000 valuation. So this property has already been pushed through foreclosure. It's ready for the deed to be taken. The order for deed has been granted by the courts. It's been through quiet title action. All that has to be done at this point is you pay the back taxes, you take over the property, you determine whether you want to leave the occupant in it, which in this particular case, it is already occupied and cash flowed, or if you want to kick them out and do the eviction and fix and flip it. your cost on this particular property is $10,722.51. So that's an online valuation, again, of between, $42,000 and $59,000. I know that's a big range, but they all have their own metrics as to how that works. So that's where the profitability or the true value of tax-distressed real estate comes from. It's a very ho-hum property, but that's primarily what you're going to get in distressed real estate. Fix and flips is called a fix and flip for a reason. Sometimes they're really nice properties, but most of the times they're going to be what we call recession-proof properties. By that we mean they're low to middle-income homes in neighborhoods that will be the first to be able to qualify for a VA loan or first-time buyer type deals. So that's our bread and butter, and that is where we stress tax buyers should be looking if they're looking for property deals, is to be buying tax liens on properties that are going to be, quote unquote, recession proof, and have these huge margins where, something that a lot of people don't talk about in real estate is the time value of money. That's obviously very big for us. And we take all of that into consideration to determine what that annualized yield is going to be. So, your cost of $10,000, almost $11,000, obviously, the annualized on that, if we move very quickly, becomes very, very substantial. If we leave the tenant in it and don't do anything with it right now, the gross cash flow on this one as it sits right now is 41%. So that's one example of what we're doing. And again, we've got hundreds of these. It just depends on the type of tax buyer you are. And it goes back to that exit strategy. Do you want property? Do you want liens? A lot of investors just want liens. They don't care about these yields. They don't want to own the property. They don't want to have to think about property insurance or anything like that. But again, that's what we're here for. We enable our investors to invest passively.
I like this idea of recession-proof property. So we're heading into a break. We have about 30, 45 seconds before we do. But it's interesting that you say recession-proof, and I want to learn more about that because obviously the avatar for that specific type of property is something that identifies the price point, bedrooms, number of bathrooms, square feet, area, all of these characteristics. And for me, you know what? I'm looking at building a portfolio, for example. I might be listening and I might be interested in a no-hassle type of approach to real estate investing. But I also want the lifestyle. I want the passive income. Yeah. I mean, maybe finding those recession-proof properties makes sense. And I'll tell you one thing. It's definitely not going to be those that are valued above $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. That just doesn't make any sense. So when we come back, we're going to talk a lot about that and continue the discussion of tax liens and tax deeds with my good buddy Charles Sells from the PIPgroup.com. Again, check it out, PIPgroup.com. Got questions for me? You already know what to do. Go to thinkrealty.com, sign up for Dallas. That would be thinkrealty.com/events. If you want to read the magazine, we have so many resources. It's crazy. Awesome. Pick up a copy of the magazine. Go to Barnes & Noble or an 84 Lumber store. Pick up the print edition of Think Realty and read some of the stuff that I have in there and some of the stuff that the other coaches have in there. Believe me, it's worth your time. Find me on Instagram, too. See you in a second.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and
and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch for Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk. My guest today is Charles Sells, founder, owner, awesome person, Superman at PIPgroup.com. We've been talking a little bit about tax liens, tax deeds, and why you should consider them as a real estate investor to your overall acquisition strategy only after identifying what you want your exit strategy to be. Charles, quick question for you. When I'm looking at acquiring a tax lien or a tax deed, obviously I need to do homework about the property. I should look it up on Google Maps. I should be driving by it, etc. And we talked about this concept of a recession-proof property. Can you kind of connect those dots for me and help me understand what characteristics a recession-proof property has?
Okay, so when it comes to tax distressed real estate, so we're as I said in the beginning, we're all over the place as far as distressed real estate is concerned, and we invest in different areas for different reasons. But with regards to tax distressed properties, when we're looking at recession proof, we're buying in areas that the blue collar areas, factories are in the area, three bedrooms, two baths, 1,500 square feet, nothing over $1,000. We don't buy $100,000. We don't buy anything over $100,000. We may resell it for more than that, but we're usually not buying anything below that. As an example, in the state of Illinois, since we've touched on Illinois, we used to be, hot and heavy in Peoria County, which is also Peoria, Illinois, which at one point was, the home factory for Caterpillar. Caterpillar went out of business in the area. That obviously was feeding a lot of jobs, so we pulled out of that area pretty quickly. Obviously you can't predict those kind of things, so we look for areas that are actually growing a little bit versus coming down. Atlanta obviously is a very popular for investments, but it's also very competitive, so we're not in that area. We're in where I think you're originally from, Augusta, Georgia. We buy pretty heavily in Augusta, Georgia. And the reason we're buying there now is the government's cybersecurity is moving into Augusta, Georgia. So we're buying homes for future Army families, that sort of thing. And what we expect to happen is obviously the government moves 4,000 families into Augusta, and then the private sector of cybersecurity then branches out from that area. So that's what we mean by recession-proof. Nothing that's going to be, require, gobs and gobs of qualification in order to get that mortgage done. It's going to be, Army families. It's going to be first-time home buyers. That sort of property that are affordable and realistic, which is essentially, the heartbeat of America, as far as what pushes the country and pushes the economics, if you will.
Interesting. So that makes sense from a recession-proof perspective, and I like that. I like that understanding of it. Like, for me, I don't want any more hassle, right? Like, I've been there on the flip side. I've been there on the developing side. And it's such a crazy world sometimes. And I get it, right? Like, you see a lot of forced appreciation when you renovate a property. It forces its value. You can realize that upon sale. And in a hot market, it becomes difficult to kind of navigate those waters because, quite frankly, those values are just inflated a little bit, right? They're kind of pumped up. In Atlanta, yeah, as you know, there's so many wholesalers. Not knocking wholesalers, they're doing a good job because they're clearly making a lot of money, but like they're driving up the prices of these homes. And for an investor to take a look at the market and say, hey, I want to buy at a discount, that's really tough to do right now. And that's why the recession-proof property avatar makes sense. For me, if I'm looking at cash flowing property that I want to rent to somebody and I want to see the rental income and treat like a business, I'm not going to pay. Like, my max is going to be that $100,000, $108,000 mark. I'm going to buy a 3-bed, 1.5 bath at the minimum. It needs to have a paved driveway. It needs to have a 1-car garage at minimum. And I have this criteria kind of outlined for me. But you also have to start going outside primary markets. And you know that, right? You're talking about Macon and Augusta and Douglasville, maybe. Noonan, for example. These are all secondary markets outside of the primary market, Atlanta. And that's what we have to start looking at. Charles, well, here's a question for you. Like, do you find the majority of the purchases that your clients make, are they still in like the bigger cities, or are they starting to go to some of the smaller cities? What are your thoughts there?
Nobody is investing in their backyard. That's for sure. But nobody's really there's just, the big guy is eating up too much of the primary markets like Atlanta. If 20 years ago, if you told me that you were investing in Alpharetta, Georgia, I would have said you were crazy.
Right.
Well, you know, look at it now. It's one of the, you know, the hottest markets in the country. So you know, these other markets that you mentioned, Munich, Macon, that's where you're able to still get in there and get a piece of the action, if you will. You know, you're still going to have a lot of those big guys in there because, you know, Macon is Mercer. Mercer's a college town. College towns rent a lot of houses. Houses have long-term good holds for cash flow. So, you know, one gets the next, the next. But still get in there and make something happen. You know, Savannah is quickly becoming the next Charleston. So, you know, we're hot and heavy in Savannah right now for the same reason. But I would be willing to bet in 2 years the competition is going to be so strong that, you know, those margins just aren't going to be there for us anymore. We were in Atlanta right after, the global financial crisis hit. But then there were, you know, 100 other, you know, PIP groups in Atlanta, and buying property was next to nearly impossible for us in order to hit the margins that we offer our investors and the advice on the margin that we offer, you know, investors that want to do it themselves. So yes, the long answer to your question is we are in the outskirts of cities, almost never in the primary part of the hub of the state.
So that answer is validates what I'm thinking, right? Because it's nuts to see so many people focused on East Atlanta, right? Like, you hear about that, right? You'll be at the Think Realty events. You come, you'll have conversations with investors. Those in Atlanta will say, yeah, you know, I'm investing in East Atlanta or in Kirkwood or in Decatur. I mean, how many investors can you have in a small, you know, in a small little zip code area without it getting crowded?
Yeah. No, it's like I said, we had an office in Atlanta. Office was in Tucker. DeKalb County, Tucker Stone Mountain area. And we got to the point where it was too hard to, you know, to scratch at, you know, the kibbles and bits that were essentially becoming left. And again, I think a lot of that has to go back to that mentality that people feel they have to invest in their backyard. For a lot of people, they do. It's a control thing. They want to be on top of the contractors on a daily basis. But, you know, if you apply some good, you know, management skills, timelines, deadlines, you shouldn't be investing in your backyard if you want to make the kind of profits that, you know, fix and flips can yield, and some of these, you know, these 24% and 34% yields that you're seeing, you're gonna have to get out of your comfort zone in order to make that happen these days.
Yep, I completely agree. Completely 110% agree with what you're saying. Totally. So we're just closing out the show, Charles. I mean, I appreciate your time today. You've given me a lot of valuable information, and also for my listeners, and I'm really thankful for that. I think tax liens, tax...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com. Biz Talk Radio.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.